Okay, so we're diving deep into AI again today, listeners, but this time with a specific focus on Germany. How AI is poised to really shake things up for businesses over there. And I got to say, some of the articles you sent me, really fascinating stuff. But there was this one quote that really stopped me in my tracks. It's from Thomas Kmelnik. He's doing some really interesting things in the AI world. Anyway, in an interview with the IHK, the German Chamber of Commerce and Industry, he called this moment in AI a massive turning point for businesses. Not just, another tech buzzword. This is a real sea change.
He's not exaggerating either. I mean, think about it. He compares it to the early days of the internet, or even the explosion of smartphones, moments that completely reshaped how we live and work. And what strikes me is that even after the AI boom we saw last year, there are still so many businesses taking a wait-and-see approach, almost like they're, I don't know, a little wary of diving in.
Well, yeah, I get it, right? I mean, change can be scary, and for some people, when they
Yeah.
hear AI, they picture like robots taking their jobs, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That fear is real. It comes up all the time. In fact, I think it was even mentioned in that Whole Ticket Business Forum report you shared.
Right.
But here's the thing, and it's crucial to remember this. AI, at its core, isn't about replacing humans. It's about augmenting them. It's like, imagine having a superpowered assistant, one that can help you work smarter, not harder.
So less Terminator and more like, I don't know, a superpowered intern who actually knows how to use the copy machine.
Huh, exactly. Think about it, a doctor who can use AI to analyze thousands of medical images in seconds. It frees them up to actually focus on, the patient, the diagnosis, the treatment plan. Or a marketer who can personalize messages to thousands of customers, making each one feel seen.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It changes the game. But
Yeah.
I do think there's still this perception out there, and maybe it's even true, that AI is expensive. That it's really only accessible to these big tech giants with massive budgets.
Right. I hear you. But that's a myth that thankfully companies like AI Advisor are actively debunking. They're a German firm, and they specialize in creating AI solutions specifically for small and medium-sized businesses, really driving home the point that you don't need to be Google to take advantage of AI.
So they're kind of leveling the playing field in a way.
Exactly. And what's really cool is they've got projects across such a diverse range of industries. Like, they helped a family-owned bakery optimize its entire production line using AI.
Wow, no kidding.
And then on the flip side, they helped a local bookstore create a system for personalized recommendations for their customers.
So it really runs the gamut.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the Holds Wikidivi Business Forum for a sec, because they brought up some very real challenges that I think are important to acknowledge. They talked about bureaucracy, the economic uncertainty in Germany right now, the ever-present struggle to find skilled workers.
Yeah.
It feels like, and maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like trying to adopt AI on top of all of that. It might feel like just one more thing,
It's a valid concern, for sure. But what's interesting is that AI Advisor seems to be tackling these challenges head-on with their clients. It's like they're not just saying, hey, here's some cool AI software, good luck. They're actually guiding businesses through the entire process.
So they're really invested in making sure these businesses succeed, not just making a sale. So
Exactly.
it's like a partnership then, not just a vendor relationship.
Right, exactly. They really dig deep, understand each business's specific needs, their challenges, and then they help them develop a tailored AI strategy, one that makes sense for their situation.
Which makes a lot of sense because, like we were saying before, businesses are already dealing with so much, right? It's not like they have unlimited time and money to just throw at every new tech trend. Even if it does have the potential to be a game changer, it's still a risk.
Yeah, and that's where I think Shmielnik's advice about bite-sized AI is so valuable.
Oh, right. He talked about that.
He really emphasizes starting small, taking on manageable AI projects, projects where you can prove the value quickly, get everyone comfortable with the technology before going all in.
So instead of like trying to change everything overnight, it's more about taking those first steps.
Exactly. You prove the concept, get some wins under your belt, build momentum from there.
I like that it's a much less intimidating approach, I think.
Yeah.
And it probably helps with that whole getting buy-in from leadership thing too, right?
Oh, absolutely. When you can show those tangible results, even on a smaller scale, it just becomes so much easier to convince everyone to get on board because now it's not just theoretical. It's like, look, this is working. We're seeing a return on our investment.
Exactly. It's not a risk, it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
And what I also like about this approach is that it ties into that idea of AI as augmentation, not replacement. It's about making people's jobs easier, more efficient, not making them obsolete.
Precisely. And Kmielnik had this really interesting example of how this could even help address the skilled worker shortage in Germany.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, one of the biggest hurdles for integrating refugees into the workforce is it's that process of recognizing and validating their qualifications from other countries.
Right. I can imagine that's a nightmare.
It can take months, even years sometimes, to cut through the red tape and get those approvals.
And in the meantime, you have all these skilled individuals who are just eager to work, but they're stuck.
Exactly. But imagine if AI could be used to streamline that entire process. A system that could quickly and accurately assess an applicant's skills and experience based on their credentials, even if those credentials are from another country or in a different language.
Wow, that would be huge, not just for the individuals, but for businesses too. Talk about a win-win.
Absolutely. And it really highlights how AI, when applied thoughtfully, can actually have a really positive social impact as well.
It's not just about boosting the bottom line. It's about solving real-world problems.
Exactly. It's about remembering that ultimately, AI is a tool to empower people. It can help us overcome challenges and create a better future for everyone.
I love that. That's a really inspiring way to think about it.
It is, right? It's about shifting the narrative around AI.
Totally. And it makes me think about that quote again, the one from Kmielnik, about how companies in 10 years might be unrecognizable because of AI.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's true, it means we need to start preparing ourselves for that future today.
Absolutely. And one of the best ways to do that is to become a student of AI.
Even if you don't work in tech, even if you think it's way over your head.
Exactly. You don't need to be a coder to understand the basics.
So where do we even start? If someone's listening to this thinking, okay, this is all fascinating, but I have no idea what my next step should be.
Well, first of all, I'd say they're already off to a great start by just tuning into this conversation.
True. But where do they go from here?
Well, AI Visor, the company we were talking about earlier, they actually have a fantastic website. We'll link to it in the show notes. But they have a ton of resources on there, case studies, articles, even some really informative videos. They break down exactly how they're helping businesses, both big and small, implement AI solutions.
And they're specifically focused on the German market, right? So it's super relevant for anyone listening who's doing business in Germany.
Exactly.
And what about Thomas Kmielnik himself? He seems as a great resource. Is there any way our listeners can connect with him directly?
Definitely. He's on LinkedIn, and he seems like the kind of person who's always happy to connect and share his insights.
So yeah, listeners, don't be shy. Reach out. But even beyond those specific recommendations, I think the biggest takeaway here is just about staying curious.
Oh, 100%.
Read articles about AI in your industry. You know, attend a webinar if you have time.
Even just striking up a conversation with a colleague about it.
Exactly. Because sometimes those informal conversations, that's where the real learning happens.
And honestly, the more we talk about it, the less scary it becomes.
So true. So true. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for today, but I really enjoyed this deep dive. I always learn so much from these conversations.
Likewise. Always a pleasure.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to start your AI journey? Think about it. And until next time, keep diving deep.